Let's have a listen to a recording of the famous introit Jubilate for the third Sunday after Easter in the extraordinary form. First, we'll have it sung just about right. It could, for my taste, have just a little bit more forward motion, but it's just about right. Then we'll hear something that's the same recording, but I managed to slow it down. And then we'll have, again, the same recording, but turned up really fast. And then we'll go back to our bass line, just to get a different sense of what the pace will do to the feeling of a chant. First, the bass line.
Jubilate Deo, Omnisera, Alleluia, Sanctum Dicite
line. To my ear, it could be, have just a little elan, to a little bit, just a touch more, but this, you cannot go wrong singing at this pace. Now let's take the same recording and slow it down a little bit, and see if you get a different sense of it. Okay, now let's have the other extreme really fast. Let's see what this does to the chant.
Jubilate Deo, Patris et Alleluia, Sanctum Dicire in nomine Deus, Alleluia, Date gloria laudibus, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Dicite Deo, quando libia sunt opera tua Domine,
had like way too much caffeine, and I probably, you know, been smoking some cigarettes, maybe a cigar. I'm not quite sure exactly what it is, but I'm not really sure I've been praying, but, you know, gosh, we did get through all the text, and that was pretty good. I mean, gosh, you know, we got all the notes right and everything, but maybe we should now go back to the bass line and, you know, find out what that's like again. Now, just as a contrast. Line, doesn't it? Now, you know, keep in mind that an introit has a different character than a gradual, has a different character than a post-communion. The different chants also come in different seasons. The texts are different. This is Jubilate Deo, so it's a, you know, pretty joyful chant. It should have, like I say, a touch more forward motion, and I'll give you a sample of what I think is just about the right tempo. But not all chants are going to be sung in exactly the same way, because they have different purposes in Mass and there are different seasons. But I think you get the sense of what slowing down way too much can do to the sacred text, and singing way too fast can do to the sacrality of the text. So there's a sample. Now I'll give you an idea. I think I'll just turn up the pace on the bass line that we've heard a couple times, just a little bit, just to see if you can sense a difference.
Alleluia.